Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
It's time for another Christmas Wish, and today we have Michelle on the phone. Hey, good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Hi, Michelle. We got your nomination for Hannah. Tell everybody who Hannah is to you.
Hannah is my daughter-in-law, the love of my life, and the only, basically, daughter that I have.
Okay, and obviously she's married to your son. What is his name?
Yes. His name is Keon.
Keon, okay. And they're struggling a little bit this year?
They're having a rough time. They're raising some beautiful boys and getting ready to have their first daughter pretty soon. Next month, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, they've had a rough patch. They're just trying to get back on their feet.
Let's make this a great Christmas. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. I am so ready. Thank you.
Let's get Hannah on the line. Hang on here.
Hello.
Hi, is this Hannah?
Yes.
Hannah, it's Jagger and Christie calling from Magic 92.5. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good. I hear some kids in the background. How's everybody doing?
Good. It's just my youngest. He's up right now.
Okay.
He's following me everywhere.
Well, listen, we have a little news for you. We do a thing called Christmas Wish every year, and you were nominated by your mother-in-law, Michelle.
Oh, my God.
For a Christmas wish this year. So would it be okay if she, what do you call your mother-in-law?
I call her Mimi.
Mimi? Okay. Yeah. So would it be okay if Mimi read the nomination?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Mimi.
Good morning, baby girl.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Hannah is my daughter-in-law who has been in my life since she was 18 years old. She is now 25. Her and my son, who is only 27, have three boys and a little girl on the way. Javon is 12, Micah's 4, Ermias is 2. She also takes care of her roommate's autistic son, who is feral. He's 4 years old, 6 days a week, so his single mom can work. Hannah has been through a rough patch, being kicked out of her home at a young age. She has grown and created a life for her children, breaking the cycle that she was exposed to with drugs and addiction of family and friends surrounding her. Hannah refuses to go down the same path so many family members and friends have done. She focuses all her attention on her family, being 8 months pregnant now with her first daughter, who is due next month. She is up early in the morning, attending to the boys, feeding them, getting them off to school, and Keon to work. Cleaning while she's caring for the ones who are not in school. After she's done maintaining to the house, picking up the kids, picking up Keon from work to go home, start all over again, cooking dinner, getting them ready for bed. This is her life every day, all day long, while my son works to provide for his growing family. They struggle paycheck to paycheck, but still managing to barely survive. I have seen these two young parents struggle so much, being homeless to working to building the best life they can for their family. They have recently moved and invested every dime they have into getting out of a small apartment to accommodate the large family they are becoming. As much as I try to help, I'm struggling financially as well. I'm hoping to see if this nomination can help them have a joyful Christmas for the kids and maybe take a load off of her and my son.
Okay.
Wow, that's excellent, Michelle. So, Hannah.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I got to tell you, it sounds like you and your husband are doing an incredible job of raising these kids and getting them what they want. And we get it. Christmas time is tough sometimes when you're kind of behind the eight ball a little bit. So we just wanted to help you out a little, if that would be okay.
Yes, I would greatly appreciate that.
Our good friends at the Pinery Christmas Tree Farm want to give you guys, and there's really nothing like the smell of a real Christmas tree.
That's
Christmas
true.
Tree.
So
if you
that
and,
is true.
If you and the kids want to go down to the Pinery lot, they would love to hook you up with a Christmas tree, okay?
Oh my God, they would love that. They keep seeing the Christmas lots and they want to keep going.
You know what? And it's just a memory made when you go to the Christmas tree lot and pick out that special tree that everybody agrees on.
Absolutely.
So then under the tree, we understand that you have boys, and a girl on the way.
Yes.
So tell me about your boys. Javon is the oldest and he's 12.
Yes.
And then
he's the oldest, and then mine with his dad, my oldest is 4.
Okay.
And then my youngest is 2. And then I have my first baby girl on the way.
And we understand that you also take care of Farrell, who's 4,
yes.
Also, your friend's
yes.
autistic son. And so yes. We have toys for the boys. Okay. We
oh
have a whole
God.
Bunch of toys.
I would love that.
That you will be able to wrap up and put under the tree, okay?
Oh my goodness, yes, thank you.
You're welcome. them. And then to decorate the tree and get all the trimmings for Christmas, our friends at Armstrong Garden Center want to give you a $75 gift card so you can pick up some more Christmas decorations and make it real Christmassy.
Oh, my God. They're going to be so excited to help me pick it out.
Yay!
Well, we have a lot of good friends that sponsor Christmas Wish every year, one of them being Barron's Market, and they want you to have a $100 gift card so you can go shop and get everything you need for a spectacular Christmas dinner, okay?
Oh, my God. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. We also work with a place called Better Off Med Spa, and they wanted to throw in a gift basket, and it's got a bunch of cool stuff for your skin, some of their skin products.
Their brand new skin line.
Yeah. You're going to love that.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, you will love it.
I love their stuff.
And they're going to throw in $200 cash that you can do whatever you want with.
Oh, wow.
What are the sleeping arrangements in this new place that you guys have?
So we put all the boys together. Javon has his own space, but my kids have been used to sleeping with me since they've been born.
Right.
So they kind of still sleep in my bed with me. So I'm trying to get them out of that.
So you need you need some beds, huh?
Yeah. I need beds for them to get out of mine.
There you go.
Well, what if we gave you a $2,000 gift card to Jerome's Furniture to buy beds for the boys?
Oh my God. I don't even know where to start.
Oh my God.
I've never had to buy furniture for my kids. They always stayed with me. I appreciate that.
And the house, you guys just got into the new apartment, right? So probably not a lot of furniture.
No. We broke our couch in the middle of our move, too.
Oh, darn.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to replace that couch. We're going to replace it with a sofa sleeper in case you need another place for anybody to sleep. You'll have a sofa sleeper couch.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, let's talk about your baby girl. Do you have a name picked out for her yet?
Yes, her name's going to be Sayla.
Sayla is so pretty. You know what? I bet you she's going to need a stroller and a car seat.
Yes, she is. I haven't gotten that. I have a bassinet for her, and I haven't gotten that. So I'm like, if I go into labor, how am I going to take her home?
Well, now you got away now.
Yeah.
We're going to get you the stroller and the car seat so you're all hooked up.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So, how's your car doing? What's going on with your car?
We share a car. We've been sharing a car since we've been together. Cars come with their issues.
How about we do this? We want to give you $1,000 cash to go toward any car repairs you may have.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are. And we're going to give you $200 gift card to Uber so you can get around so you're not stranded, okay?
Oh my God. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
That helps me so much.
Mimi, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Oh my God.
She needs us so much. You guys have no idea. I have felt so bad because I can't do as much as I want to do for them. And she is just so phenomenal. And Keon is working so hard. I'm so proud of these kids.
Yeah. We're hoping this helps out a little bit and kind of swings things in a positive direction for you guys. I know you're trying so hard, and that's what we love about your family.
We got one more thing. We know you got the new place, and so you're getting used to the new rent. How about if we just paid your rent for the month of December,
$2,200? Oh, my God. That... Thank you.
Are you okay, baby?
Yeah. I'm overly emotional, and it's just so much to take in right now.
It really is. We threw a lot at you, but you know what? We just really want you and your beautiful little family and the little girl on the way. I'm going to need pictures of Sayla as soon as she comes into this world.
Can't wait till she comes.
To have a really, really good Christmas.
Mimi, we want to thank you for nominating your daughter-in-law because you were able to help out. You were able to help us.
I want to thank you guys. Thank you so much. You guys are such a blessing, and you guys do so much for so many families, and my family will never, ever, ever forget you guys, and we'll continue to send pictures in as they grow, and I'm just so grateful you guys have been able to help us out.
I love that.
Words can't even express how grateful we are, and God bless you guys so much.
Well, thank you. There's only one more thing we do to make sure this wish comes true, and I just need a Merry Christmas on the count of three. Are you ready?
One, two, three.
Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.